guys, welcome back to Weekend Vibes, and today we have a new corner here. Today, since it's Saturday, we have Movie Corner. It's our first episode, and today I'm gonna talk about one of a very inspiring movie for me. It's The King's Speech. So basically, when I watched this movie, it's like 2 years ago, and then apparently yesterday I bumped into one of the video. I saw the videos from President of the United States today, Mr. Joe Biden, about how he's overcoming his stuttering and share it during the campaign. And moreover, I watched another video that also show little boy named Brady, if I'm not mistaken. He reached out to come to the campaign since he knew Mr. Biden has the same struggle like him. And what surprised me when I watched the videos, the most shocking part is when Mr. Biden hugged him and said, "You are not defined by what other people say." And also he mentioned about bullying, and he know about it very well because he also a victim of bullying back then during his childhood. And then Mr. Biden said this while looking at this little boy in his eye: "You are smart, you are handsome, you are able to do anything you want." And then Mr. Biden asked this little boy dad's number so Mr. Biden can help him personally and then can reach out to overcome this problem, which is stuttering. And he really did that. Even this kid, after like weeks later or a month later, because I saw another video, he sent a thank you video and also support for Mr. Biden for his campaign running for President of the United States in such a courageous way to speak. And he made a note there, and I saw this boy speak very clear, and he did great. And then also he said that he really thankful to Mr. Biden for his suggestion, and he's showing progress, which is very good. And I also somehow feel very proud of his courage and also his effort to make this happen. And then yeah, for me, shout out to Mr. Biden, his empathy, and say that stuttering is not a shame or deficiency, since his mom, Mr. Biden's mom, always encouraged him with positive words during his childhood. And then he suggests the great movie. So Mr. Biden apparently suggested a great movie on that video. And then he said that this kind of movie really relate with him, since it's about someone who overcoming this stuttering. And then turns out the movie is The King's Speech. So I just like kind of flashback moment back then, and then I just realized, yes, this is a very inspiring movie, and also inspire Mr. Biden as well. And in that movie, King George VI overcome this problem with the help of someone, with the help of speech therapist. So I just want to share about this movie. What kind of movie, guys, you will looking up to? Because it is my references for tonight. Probably you want to have a movie night today, or probably you have a Saturday at home, so you're gonna find this movie as soon as possible. So yeah, today I'll be talking about this movie again, King's Speech. So I'm gonna show you the facts about this movie. Basically, this is the 2010 movie. The genre itself is drama or historical drama, since it's based on the true story of the royal family in UK, of course. And for the rating itself, it got 8 out of 10 from IMDb and a 94% from Rotten Tomatoes and 88% from Metacritic. So it's pretty good, guys. And when I watch it by myself back then, like 2 years ago, I also like, wow, this is so good. I was overwhelming with, yeah. And at some part, I cried because it's so deep. The movie itself, it's so inspiring, and I can say that, wow, this is so good. And then this is about the King George VI. So basically, King George and Queen Elizabeth is the parents from this Queen Elizabeth II, who ruled the English monarch nowadays. So basically, it's about her parents. So King George VI tries to overcome his stammering problem with the help of speech therapist named Lionel Logue, and makes himself worthy enough to lead his country through World War II. So in this hard situation, actually it should be his brother to take the throne, but because, yeah, family problem and scandal here and there. So yeah, Bertie, or King Albert, actually his name is Albert, or Bertie they call it, he has to face his own fear, since he has to make a speech as a leader, and he has to make a not ordinary speech, but how to make everyone very patriotic at that time, because it's World War II, there's a Germany, and they have to overcome their fear, they have to like burn the spirit of their people. So it's not an easy job. Even at the first scene, it's a very embarrassing moment when he starts stuttering while it's being recorded on a radio. So yeah, that's a hard job to do. And then what I like the most is Queen Elizabeth actually support his husband, and very supportive, very positive. And what I love the most about this movie is King Bertie is such a family man. He always mindful about his daughters. So he has two daughters, Elizabeth and Margaret, or Margie. And basically, Elizabeth, little Elizabeth, will become the queen after his father. So this is kind of giving the real life example of your life. What I love the most about this movie is basically their acting skills, because it can represent the real life situation, and they can like explain and translate it very well through their acting. Especially for Colin Firth, he's the actor who rolled as a King George VI, and he got Best Actor in Leading Actor for Academy Awards. So that's one of the awards this movie got. So besides the Academy Awards for Best Actor, they also got the Best Picture, the Best Director or Directing. So the director is Mr. Tom Hooper. And then I also love the Helena Bonham Carter, who played Queen Elizabeth very well, very human, but so elegant, with dignity, with all the feelings that mixed up about helping his husband, but also has to face the reality where people always like bullying and always mocking, even though they are the family members. So it's kind of hard at that situation, and that's why this movie came out very strong, and people mention it as inspiring. Also, it's a strong acting, must watch, touching, intelligent. Yeah, that's from the storyline. So basically, I love the most is the process when King George VI tries to overcome his stuttering by doing the therapy with his speech therapist, which is very patient with him, and I just knew there is several methods that can be used to help us improving our speaking skill. So actually, it's not a deficiency, it's not a problem, it's not like a big problem or a problem with the mental issue. No, basically it's about how you try to put your words in a normal sentence. I mean, like, to sound not in a rush. Sometimes for stuttering, actually the brain move faster, so everything like just traffic jam and want to come out at the same time. So basically it's a good way to start with. Everyone is stuttering, actually they're very smart, they only have that little problem with how they express themselves. So basically people has this wrong mindset about stuttering. It's not a deficiency, guys, it's just people have to learn the public speaking, I guess. So with these methods, many kind of methods, King George VI tried to be easy with himself, try to overcome the boundaries and come out from his comfort zone, because actually he doesn't want to be a king, he doesn't want to be a ruler, but the situation makes him, yeah, he has to make the big decision. And then thank God there's a family member who always supporting him, and this is a very family friendly, I mean, like, we can learn how to express ourselves amongst our family member and how to support each other as well. And then yeah, you have to overcome your fear, because after you overcome your fear, you come into your learning zone, and then you come with your growth zone when you get your new skills, and then you have new purpose, and then the a very good ending from this story. Another perspective I want to highlight is of course about the cinematography itself, because it's very good. It's portray all places in the United Kingdom very well, since I also love Europe and I love the monarch. I mean, like, if there is a historical movie, I'm gonna watch it since I love it. And then yeah, this is very relate to, it's not only we learn about the history, but we also learn from other person in real life how to overcome their struggles, how to overcome their fears, and try to come out from the comfort zone, even though it's hard. But with the strong willingness and with support from his family, he can overcome it, and it's really good. So from the cinematography, all the angles they take is very good, especially inside the castle itself, and it kind of portray what kind of life that the royal family has. So everyone always curious about what happened inside the castle, right? Just like me. But then we found another family, turns out they have the same problem with daily life, and also they have the bigger responsibility to carry on during that situation on the World War II. So yeah, that's pretty good, and I love it, the tone, the editing, and then of course the soundtrack itself, like it really well put. That's why the IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes give the highest score. I mean, like, it's not the highest from, like, it's 94% is quite high for Rotten Tomatoes, since they are very strict and harsh, right? And then for the Queen Elizabeth II itself, when she was little, so it kind of affected her to be the next leader. It kind of prepared her to become a tough leader up until today. So she's strong woman because she has that influence from her parents back then, and I really appreciate that. I really like, oh, I see, it's not about the royal family, about the wealthy, about the thing that you can get, or flashy kind of lifestyle, no, but it's a very human, it's a very good story to tell, and I can say that I learned a lot from this movie. Even from, I said to you before, for the several scene, yeah, I broke my 2 years, so yeah, I'm a bit a teary, and then it kind of hits me. Even though you didn't have problem with the stuttering, but you can relate with your daily life when you are challenged by the situation, challenged by other people to come out from your comfort zone and try to overcome it. It's not an easy way, but you're still trying though, right? So for me, it's a good movie, and then I always love this movie. Probably I can watch it again and again, since I also love historical movie. And yeah, for me it also like 9 out of 10, because very good, very well put, and then one of my favorite movie from this genre. Another one came from the UK also. My favorite also Iron Lady. That also really good, and probably next time I'm gonna review it, guys. So that's from me for today. It's a King's Speech movie, everyone. So you're gonna find it right now. And probably you wanna spend your weekend night, Saturday night, with watching a movie. Since we still stay at home, stay safe, stay healthy, support each other. Like, try to be positive, keep praying. We believe that one day everything will be okay. And yeah, that's for me, guys. This is the Movie Corner episode 1, and hopefully I'm gonna see you guys next week for another Movie Corner with a new movie. Probably animation, I don't know. Probably another genre, yeah, probably. Just wait for another new episode from Weekend Vibes. Thanks a lot, guys. Weekend Vibes, because every day is Sunday. See you tomorrow, guys. See you next time. See you next week. Hopefully you guys okay. I'm Ririn signing off. Bye.